Guys, it's the day 10 of my 90-day YouTube challenge, and I'm Aarti, and I'm just back from another work meeting, by the way. And the way it's going, I think I'm going to be starting working full-fledged pretty soon. Touch wood, which is a great thing, but that also means I'm really going to struggle in, you know, getting these videos out every day. But koi tarika main dhoond nikalungi, because this is a challenge I don't want to give up on, and I want to continue. Aaj main baat kar rahi hu about my top 5 favorite Bollywood movies. Now, I am a very Bollywood person, at heart. At the core of my heart, and Bollywood has been a huge part of me growing up, and being a 90s kid, I grew up to, you know, Yash Chopra and Karan Johar movies and all of those love sagas. So they have had a huge impact on me as a kid, and you know, in a way have shaped my personality too, because cinema is that impactful. That's what it does to our lives, right? So yeah, wo alag baat hai ki in movies ki wajah se hum abhi tak single baithi hui hai sari 90s ki ladkiyan. Most of my friends that I know who have grown up in that era, kyunki hum log phas gaye na, we are thinking wo Raj aur Rahul jo dikhate the movies mein wo hote hai, but baad mein pata chala bade hone ke baad ki aisa kuch nahi hota hai. Nevertheless, that's a topic for some other day. Today, top 5 favorite movies, number 1 has to be Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Now, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai is that movie for me which like just changed everything for me. Like, you know, the whole concept of love, the way this portrayed love in Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, and the level at which I connected with the movie was another thing altogether. So I'm one of those people who will go and cry shamelessly in theaters while watching movies. So I get made fun of a lot by my friends for it, because they'll be like, that movie did not deserve any crying. Like, you just didn't have to. Like, you just have to stop being so extra all the time. But yeah, I cry easily. Yeah, that's one part of my personality. So Kuch Kuch Hota Hai mein to bhai jo aansu bahe hai, like everything, the way you relate to Kajol's character in the movie, right from the way she gets bullied for, like, you know, overdressing one day, to her leaving college, and you know, her in the train waving bye. Every time I see that scene I cry. But my most favorite scene in this movie, the second half, of course. I mean, we all love the second half. I mean, I love the whole movie. I can't say first half, second half. But my most favorite part in this movie has to be that part where Shah Rukh and Kajol meet again in the summer camp, like after all these years. And the expression on their faces, the way they've acted, the background music, people around, everything has just made that scene so beautiful. You put that scene on in front of me right now and I'm going to cry. I swear, that's how much I love it. So that has to be one of my favorites. The other one has to be when they dance under that dome thing, when it's raining and all, when they dance without any music playing. What a beautiful scene. So yeah, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai has to be my top favorite. And weirdly, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai was the movie that made me fall in love with Shah Rukh. I was always in love with Shah Rukh, because my first ever movie in a theater was Bazigar, by the way, when I was 3 or something. And I keep giving away my age every now and then in these videos, but that's okay. So that was my first movie since I fell in love with Shah Rukh. But Kuch Kuch Hota Hai was the movie for me. Funnily, I watched DDLJ after, thanks to my parents being extremely like proactive in terms of movies. They were not. They didn't like, you know, they weren't too much into watching movies. And isliye maine DDLJ kafi baad mein dekhi, but when I watched it, I was like, why didn't I watch it all these years? Matlab kyun? Why was I kept away from something so beautiful for all this while? So that has to be number 2. DDLJ, everything from the start, the way the characters are introduced, her doing that whole kavita, and him playing the football, to the Euro trip, to the way they dance together in Ruk Jao Dil Diwane, and then that whole, you know, him coming back to India to woo her family. Oh my god, that was so sweet. It's just beautiful, that movie. My third favorite all time has to be Dil To Pagal Hai. Dil To Pagal Hai is also one of those films that makes you believe in love, you know. I think that was the movie that made Valentine's Day the big thing that it is in India now. That was one of the first movies to talk about Valentine's Day, and her buying that whole Valentine's gift for herself. Very shamelessly, I'm going to admit it, I have done it more than once. I've gone out and bought a Valentine's Day gift for myself, thanks to all these movies. But yeah, so the DDLJ bhi aisi movie hai, jitni baar bhi, you know, if you put on the TV and randomly you see the movie aa rahi hai, to ek baar baith gaye TV ke samne, to I think main end tak uthti nahi hu. And another movie that does this something similar to me is RHTDM. Rehna Hai Tere Dil Mein. I think jab wo film aayi thi us waqt in early 2000s or something, it wasn't that big a hit. But what a great film, yeah. It's such a masala entertainer. Like, it has everything. Like, it has comedy, it has oh my god, such a mushy romance, and then it has the whole action and climax and just everything about that movie is so good. So Rehna Tere Dil Mein has to be number 4. And number 5 na actually it's difficult because I love Bollywood movies and there are so many that I've loved watching and watched over and over again. But one movie that had a crazy impact on me when I watched it was Kal Ho Na Ho. I'm not kidding, you might judge me, but I don't care. I cried till 3 days. I watched Kal Ho Na Ho, Shah Rukh died, but the next 3 days I was crying about Shah Rukh dying. Did I just say it? Did I just admit it like on this platform? But anyway, so I told you I cry easy, and in the movies that Shah Rukh Khan dies, including Devdas, those movies have had like a huge impact on me for whatever weird reason. I'm not that anymore. In fact, that makes me realize ki jitne pagalpan se I have watched movies all my life in till my college years, I have almost given that part up, like that side of me up. Like I hardly have watched any movies in the last 2-3 years. I don't know if it's because of work, being busy or whatever, which makes me like think to myself, I need to get back to that again, you know, to that whole part of just knowing everything, knowing what's happening. I was like a full, like a huge movie buff at a point of time, which I've stopped being now. Need to get back to that side of mine. So yeah guys, this was it from me. So see, these were the 5 movies, but iske alawa bhi there are quite a few movies. Just the Jab We Met is one of those movies jo main kitni bhi baar aaye dekh lu and I won't get bored of watching it. A lot of Imtiaz Ali movies actually are my favorite, but yeah, since we were just talking about 5, those were the top 5. This was it from me for today. I'm gonna see you guys right here tomorrow with something new. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.